Yeraisa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding 11 lines from the top on Gimel Amud Aleph by the words Amar Rav Shmuel. So really, as a Hakdama to today's Amud, it's kedai to see the Mishnah on Chav Ches Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says on Chav Ches Amud Aleph, Mi shahaya reishev rubei besukkah v'shulchanei b'seich habayis. A person was sitting in the sukkah, his head, his reish, and his majority of his body was inside the sukkah, but his table was inside the house. I guess the sukkah led off the house, and so the table stayed in the house, but him, his head and most of his body was in the sukkah. I guess his legs, maybe even one of his arms, was inside the house by the table, but the rest of his body and his head, majority of his body and his head was inside the sukkah. So Beishamei Paislin and Beisil Machshirin. The halacha is that Beishamei says Pasul and Beisil says Kasher. So now, the simple reading, at least of the beginning words, the first few words of the Mishnah, seems to be describing a sukkah that's large, lav davka sukkah that could only contain part of his body and his head. It seems like it's talking about even a large sukkah. It just happens to be, for whatever reason, he put his table in the house. Maybe he didn't want something from the leaves, from the branches falling onto his food. For whatever reason, he kept his table inside the house. But the sukkah's batsim, it could be even a very large sukkah. Him, his head, and most of his body was inside the sukkah. And he left his table in his house. And it's machlokes, Beisham and Beisil, if you could be yaitz at the mitzvah of sukkah like that. Beisham holds that there's a gzeira, shem yimashech acha shulchanai, that you might come to, and you might end up eating where your table is, you might end up eating inside the house. And Beisil is not choshesh for that. And Beisil says that you could be yaitz at the mitzvah of sukkah like that. L'chaim, that's the pashas of the Mishnah. But we're going to discuss exactly what that Mishnah means now on today's Amud. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak said, Halacha tzricha shetei machzekas reishev rubei b'shulchanai. The Gemara had previously mentioned different shiurim as possibilities as to the minimum shiur for a sukkah. So the Gemara here now tells us that Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak says that the halacha is that the sukkah needs to be large enough that it could contain a person's reishev, his head, his most of his body, rubai, and his table. That's the minimum shear for a sukkah, which the Rishonim speak out that it's zayin al zayin tvachim. It's 7 by 7 tvachim. 6 tvachim is the normal amount of space that a person takes up, and then an extra tefach for the table. So it's zayin al zayin tvachim. That's what Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak says. That's the minimum shear for a sukkah. So Amar le Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba said to Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Kiman ke Beishamai. You mean to be telling me like Beishamai? Seemingly, Rabbi Abba understood that the machlokes of Chav Ches Amud Aleph in that Mishnah was a machlokes about the minimum share for a sukkah. That Beishamai says that the sukkah has to be able to hold also the table. Beisil holds it doesn't need to hold the table. So that's what he asked him. He said, oh, so you're going like Beishamai. The sukkah has to hold the table? That's like Beishamai. So Amar Lei, Ala Kiman. So Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak responded that, who else should I go like? Meaning there's no machlokes over here. Meaning, Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak is saying that the machlokes in that Mishnah is not about the minimum share for a sukkah. The minimum share for a sukkah, everybody agrees, is that the sukkah etzem has to be able to contain the table. It has to be able to hold reishei v'rubei v'shulchanai. It has to be at least zayin al zayin tvachim. The machlokes over there was just whether or not you're allowed to keep the table inside the house. So that's what he said. Amar lei ela kaman. Who else do you want me to go like? There's no one that argues. This is the minimum shear for a sukkah, l'kuli alma. That's what Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak responded to Rabbi Abba. Ikad Amri, some have a different version of the story, that Amar Rabbi Abba said to Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, da Amri l'chamani, who are you going like? And Amar lei, and Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak responded, Beishamai hi v'loi tozes mina. That I'm going like Beishamai, meaning itake is a machlek is Beishamai Beisel, but I'm passing like Beishamai, and that's the halacha, don't deviate from my psak. The psak over here, the halacha over here, even though generally the halacha is like Beisel over Beishamai, Beishamai b'makom Beisel in a Mishnah, still over here the halacha is like Beishamai, that the minimum share for a sukkah is zayin al zayin tfachim, kadesha, meaning, and he's saying, and that talk is the machlekes in the Mishnah. The machlekes over there is whether or not the sukkah be'etzem has to be able to be large enough to contain the table. And Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak is paskening like Beishamai that it has to be large enough to hold the table as well. Maska for Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Yitzchak asked the kasha on the second lashon. Mi ma'ida beishamu beisilah b'sukkah katana b'livi. Who says that beishamu beisilah are arguing about a sukkah katana, about the minimum shear for a sukkah? Dilma b'sukkah gedayla pligi. Maybe they're arguing about a sukkah in a case of a sukkah, in a situation where the sukkah is even very large, like we spoke out. Uku going to yasev apuma de mitalalta. And for example, the person is sitting by the edge of the srach, by the edge of the sukkah. V'shulchanah b'sayi chabayis. And for whatever reason, he left his table inside the house. Not that the sukkah couldn't hold the table. The sukkah was very large. It happens to be this person, for whatever reason, was decided to sit right at the edge of the sukkah, and he left the table inside the house, and that's how he wanted to eat. The Beishamai Savri Gazrin and Shami Yimash Racha Shulchanai. Beishamai holds that you're not allowed to be Yaitzi, the mitzvah of sukkah, in such a fashion, because he was geyser, maybe, they were geyser, maybe you might end up following after your table and eating inside the house. Ubeisil Savri, like Gazrinan. That's how you learned the pshat in the Mishnah. And Dekanami, and I'll even bring you a raya that that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Dekatani, because the Mishnah says, Mishahaya Reisha Verubai Vesukkah Veshulchanai Besay Chabayas. It says someone who had it, that his head and the majority of his body was inside the sukkah, and the shulchan was inside the house. So Beishamim Paisim Besil Machshirin Vim Yisin. Now, if the machlekes was about the minimum shear for a sukkah, Machzekes Veina Machzekes Mi Bayilei. So it should have worded, the Mishnah should have been worded a sukkah which is Machzekes Roishiv Verubai or Eina Machzekes Shulchanai, something along those types of lines. It should have spoken about the sukkah. If the issue over here is the minimum shear for a sukkah, we should have been speaking about the sukkah. Seemingly over here, we're not speaking about the sukkah in that Mishnah. We're speaking about the mensch. We're speaking about the person eating inside the sukkah. Mishahaya, he happened to have been situated in a way that his table was inside the house. Could you be yaitzeh, the mitzvah of sukkah, in such a way? So the Amachleikas is not talking about the minimum shear for a sukkah. Everybody could be holds that the minimum shear for a sukkah is Zayin al Zayin Tfachim. That Mishnah was discussing a separate gzeira. Do we have a gzeira? Shem Yimashich Achash Shulchanu. Are you allowed to sit in the sukkah when your table's inside the house? That's the Machleikas over there. Nothing to do with the minimum shear for a sukkah. So it's a kasha. So what did Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak mean when he said that I'm going like Beishamah if Uli Tazuz Mina? Kilo, it's a Machleikas Beishamah Beisilo. Who says it's a Machleikas? Says the Gemara, b'sukkah katana lo pligi, and you're going to tell me that there's no machlekes about the minimum share for a sukkah? V'atani, but I'll prove it to you that there is a machlekes regarding the minimum share, because we learned in a braisa, machzekes reishay v'rubay v'shulchana ikshera. If it could contain all reishay v'rubay and the table, then it's kosher. Rebbe Yomer, Achad Yeheba, Arba Amas al Arba Amas. Rebbe has a very chamardika shito about this. He holds that the sukkah has to be able to contain 4x4 Amas, which the Gemara will discuss later. V'tani Idach, we learned in another braisa, that Rebbe Yomer calls sukkah sheimba Arba Amas al Arba Amas psula, the same shitas Rebbe, that the sukkah has to be 4x4 Amas. V'chachamim Maimrim, afilo eina machzekes el reisha v'ruba ikshera. Even if it could just contain reisha v'ruba. So here we have a stira in the Rabbanan, in the first braisa. So the Rabbanan said Reisha Verubai Vishulchanai. Then the second braisa, the Rabbanan say Reisha Verubai. So it's a steer in the Rabbanan. What are you going to say? V'ilu Shulchanu Leketani. It doesn't say the Shulchan in the second braisa. Shukashin Adadi, it's a steer. Elav Shrami, no. Habeishami, Habeisilal. It must be. It's two different shitas. The Rabbanan in the first braisa is Shitas Beishamai, who holds that the minimum shear for a sukkah is Reisha Verubai Vishulchanai. And the Rabbanan in the second braisa is Beisilal, who holds that the minimum shear for a sukkah is just Reisha Verubai. But you don't need the shulchan, so you see that Beisham and Beisilal, they argue regarding the minimum shear for a sukkah. So that must be what the Mishnah means on Chav Chesam and Aleph. It's a machlekes about the minimum shear of a sukkah, even though it doesn't seem like that. Gemara will address that shortly, but it seems like the machlekes really is about the minimum shear for a sukkah. So Amr Marzutra Masnisa Nami Deka. Amr Marzutra says that also our Mishnah is mashma like that the machlekes is about the minimum shear. Midikatani Beishamay Paislin U Beisilal Machshirin. From the lashon and of the hemshach of the Mishnah on Chavchas, it says that if you have it that the person sitting in the sukkah roishiv v'rubay and the shulchan's inside the house, so it says that beishamei paislin. What's paislin? Paislin's talking about the person, or it's talking about the sukkah. Paislin's talking about the sukkah, that the sukkah is pasul. Ubeisilu machshirin. It's talking about the sukkah. So you see, we are talking about the sukkah. We are talking about the shear of a sukkah. V'misa, if we were talking about the person, so beishamei aymer mulyatza ubeisilu aymer miyatza mibayilei. So then the nusach of the Mishnah should have been that Beis Shammai says he's not yoytzei his mitzvah, if we're talking about the person, so then that should have been the nusach. And Beis Hillel's nusach should have been that Beis Hillel says that he is yoytzei. That's what the Mishnah should have said. Elamai, paisun, mechshirin, it sounds like we are talking about the sukkah. Velakasha mishahaya, so why does the Mishnah say mishahaya? It should have said, sukkah shemachzekes rish of rubai veinem achzekes shulchanai, or something along those lines. Why does the Mishnah say mishahaya, which is mashma, we're talking about the person? So says the Gemara, lo oilam betarti pligi. The oilam it's a chesuri mechsura. And really, the Mishnah on Chav Chesam and Aleph is a two-way machlaikas. There's a machlaikas about the minimum shear for the sukkah. And there's also a machlaikas when you have a larger sukkah and you're sitting in situated in a way that the table's inside the house. That's a separate machlaikas about whether or not we're gaiz or shem yimashik achas shulchanai. So, l'aylam betarti pligi. Pligi besukkah ketanu, pligi besukkah gedayla. It's a double machlaikas. It's a machlaikas about the minimum shear for a sukkah. And also a machlaikas regarding this case of the table being inside the house. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Mi shahaya, which is talking about the person. Mi shahaya raishav rubay besukkah. A person who was sitting in the sukkah. Now this is even a large sukkah. He was situated in a way that his head and most of his body was inside the sukkah. Vishulchan besukkah bayis, and the table was inside the house. So we're talking about the person. Beishami aymrim lo yatsa. Beisil aymrim yatsa. Beishami says you're not yaitse. And Beisil says you're yaitse. He's talking about the person, meaning Beisil is not geizer shami yamashi chachashokhanai. Vesheina machzekes al kadei reishiv rubai bilvat. Let's say you have it at the whole sukkah itself. The sukkah batsim, mitzad the sukkah. It isn't able to contain the table. It's only able to contain reishiv rubai. It's not able to hold the table. It's too small. It's not zayin al zayin tvachim. So then Beishami paislin, Beisil machshirin. Beishami says such a sukkah is pasul. The sukkah itself is pasul. And Beisil says that such a sukkah is kosher. So there's the machlaikas about the larger, about a larger sukkah regarding whether or not we're geizer shem yimashik. And then there is also a machlekes regarding the minimum shear for the sukkah. So it comes out that which Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said that the minimum shear for a sukkah is zayin al zayin tfachim. So he was right when he said that he's going like Beis Shammai v'leitozes mina. And that's taka the halacha, even though generally speaking the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Over here the halacha is like Beis Shammai, that the minimum shear for a sukkah is that the sukkah has to be machzekes reishiv rubay v'shulchanoi, which is zayin al zayin tfachim. The David Misharim has a tshuva where he brings a raya from this Gemara, from the fact that the minimum shear for a sukkah is zayin al zayin tfachim, which, as we said, that's the amount of space that a person takes up, one individual takes up in the sukkah. Now we know a person is chayiv to sleep in the sukkah. So it comes out when a person sleeps in the sukkah, that's zayin al zayin tfachim, how is he allowed to sleep in the sukkah? The sukkah, he's sleeping alone. The Gemara says in Mesachah Shabbos, kufna na'al from a base, that a person is not supposed to sleep alone inside of a room, inside of a house. So how is this person able to sleep inside the sukkah alone? Says the David Misharim, in Chelek Aleph, Simenayin Tess, you have a raya from here, that inside the sukkah, maybe mitzad the kedusha of the sukkah, there's nothing wrong with sleeping alone, mitzad that din of the Gemara and Shabbos, Kufnan Aleph, there's nothing wrong with sleeping alone inside of a sukkah, which is also really printed in Maisa Rav, in Ois Reish Chaf Aleph, over there also, it's brought B'Shem Lugayin, that the person's allowed to sleep alone inside of a sukkah.